పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం.
చాప్టర్ 18 ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ ఏ క్వశ్చన్ బై అర్జున్. సన్యాసస్య మహాబాహో తత్వం ఇచ్చామి వేదితోం త్యాగస్య చ ఋషికేశః పృథక్ కేశని సూదన. ఓ లార్డ్ టెల్ మీ ద ట్రూత్ బిహైండ్ త్యాగ్ అండ్ సన్యాస్. దీస్ టూ వర్డ్స్ లార్డ్ హెస్ యూజ్ ఎర్లియర్. వాట్ ఈస్ త్యాగ్, వాట్ ఈస్ సన్యాస్? యూ టెల్ మీ ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దాట్. So instead of giving direct answer, Lord gives four opinions of others about tyag and sannyas. The first opinion is kamyanam karmana nyasam sannyasam kavyo vidu. Kavyo, the knowers of this, they tell that if you renounce kamyanam karma, desire prompted actions, then it is sannyasam. And sarva karma phala tyagam prahu tyagam vichachana. But other opinion is that if you renounce the fruit of action, that means you will act but you will not take the fruit of action, karma phala tyagam. So that is tyaga. So sannyas is giving up desire prompted actions. Let me tell you, most of our actions are desire prompted only. So if you renounce desire prompted action, then it is called sannyas. And if you renounce fruit of action, that is called tyaga. Renouncing fruit of action means what? Not craving for a specific fruit of action is the karma phala tyaga. Then the third opinion was tyajyam dosavadit eke karma prahur manishanah yagyadam tapah karma na tyajyam iti chapare. The third opinion was that tyajyam, you should not do any karma. Why? Because it is dosavad, they have got shortcomings. What is that shortcoming? That all actions, whether it is meritorious or demeritorious, all of them bind you. If you do the pap karma, you go to the lower yoni. If you do the punya karma, you go to the upper yoni. In both cases, you have to take birth. So you are in the cycle of birth and death. They bind, therefore, don't act. Third opinion. Fourth opinion, Lord says, no, yajna dan tapa should be done because they are purifier. So in verse number 4, Lord said, nishyam srunu me tatra tyage varasattam hai, tyago hi purusa vyagra trividha samprakirtita hai. Nishyam srunu. Listen attentively, I am going to tell you about the tyag. What happened to sannyas? Lord, I asked you the question, what is the difference between sannyas and tyag? Lord says, no. In the both cases, there is renunciation. In one is the renunciation of action, and in other is the renunciation of fruit of action. Renunciation of action means renunciation of ego. Therefore, renunciation is common factor. This renunciation is of three types. That is Lord's view. Srunu me tatra tyage bharasattama. Listen to that. Then he says, he seconds the proposal of one opinion. Yajna dan tapah karma na tyajyam karyam ev tatah. Yajna, sacrifice, dan, charity, tap, austerity, na tyajyam. You should not leave. Karyam ev tatah, you should do it. Lord is saying that you have to do this. Yajna dan tapah, you have to do. Yajna dan tapascheva pavanani manishanam. Because the yajna, dan and tap, they all purify. Yajna, normally in the ancient time, people used to do the yajna. They will do the fire ritual, they will light one fire and with the oblations are given to the Lord. So what happens when you are giving oblations? That means you are remembering the Lord. Yajna, dana, dan also. When it is done for when you have to see a couple of things there. Desh kal patra is to be seen whom I am giving that dan. Then tapa, what is the greatest tapa? Manas indriyanam ekagram param tapa. Param tapa is if you are able to control your senses and mind, it's the param tapa. So this is to be done. Because pavanani, they purify us. They purify our mind. Therefore, this has to be done. And how this is to be done? Even the yajna dhan tapa, or your nitya karma, or niyat karma, or naimittik karma. What is niyat karma? Nitya and naimittik karma. Nitya karma plus naimittik karma is equal to niyat karma. So, etani apitu karmani, sangam tatya phalani cha. These also to be done without attachment to the action and without attachment to the fruit of action. Without attachment to action means there is no question of raga dves, there is a question of likes and dislikes. I don't like it, so I will not do it. No. When you are employed in the office, do you have any likes and dislikes? No. You have to go to New York today by the afternoon flight. You have to go. I don't like, I've got a party today. No. You have to go. No likes and dislikes. Takta phalani cha. Phalani means not craving for specific fruit of action. You have to understand very well. Phalani means doesn't mean that you will toil for 1 month and after that when the paycheck comes, you will come and offer to the Lord. It's not that. It means that not craving for specific fruit of action. Kartabhyaniti me partha. Kartabh, this is my duty. I have to do it. Nitya karma and namitya karma, we all have got our nitya karma, we have got duty toward our own body, we have got a duty toward our family, we have got a duty toward our society, to country, nation and universe. We have got duties. Kartyam anita, you have to do it. Nipartha nischitam matam uttamam. This is my nischit, the firm and uttamam, the best opinion. The Lord is saying, this is my power. I'm not going to change. If you come with your case, Lord, my situation is this and this. Please change your opinion. No, it is firm opinion and the best opinion applicable to everybody. Then it is said, this tyagaha are three types. Tamasik, rajasik and sattvik tyagaha. What is tamasik tyaga? Niyatasya tu sannyasa. Niyata. Somebody leaves his own niyata karma. Nitya and naimittak. Duty toward yourself, duty toward your family, or duty toward your country, state and all that. Nahi karenge. Niyatasya tu sannyasa. Karma no na upabaddate. Then this type of tyaga is not going to purify you. Tyag is meant for the purification of mind. But if you renounce your own duties, why you are doing so? Moha tata. Moha. Agyan. Shankaracharya moha bhut agyanat. Because of my ignorance. What is ignorance? That if you do your nitya karma, naimitya karma, it is going to purify your mind. It should be done. But you don't know this. Without knowing this, nahi karenge. So that is tamasam parikirtitah. Then what is rajasik? Dukkham iti eva yat karma. Kaya klesa bhayate yat. Dukkham. Sadhi kar liya, ab dukh ho gaya. Chodo. Dukkham. It is giving me pain, klesh, bhayatayet. You are not doing your nitya karma because it is giving me suffering. Chordo. Sakritva rajasam tyagam naivam tyaga phalam labet. That is called rajasik tyaga. Na tyaga phalam labet. What is the fall of tyaga? That is to purify your mind. na labhet, you will not get that by rajasik tyag. So tamasik tyag and rajasik tyag, you are not going to get the fruit of tyag. Although you are renouncing the karma physically. In one case, it is because of your ajnan, because of your ignorance, and in the rajasik tyag, it is because of your suffering, because of your sorrow it is giving you, you are renouncing it. Tyag. What is sattvic tyag? So it says, karyam iteva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam taktva phalam chaiva sa tyaga sattviko matah. Karyam iteva yat karma, this is my duty, karyam. I have to do it. Whether I like it, I don't like it, this is my duty, I have to do it. Niyatam kriyate arjuna, and you are doing your niyat karma, nitya karma and nemitti karma, you are doing. So in the case of tamasic and rajasic, you are not physically doing. In the case of sattvic, you are doing those karma. But sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva, without attachment to the action and without craving for specific fruit of action. So where is the adjustment? Where is the tyag? Tyag is inside. It is not physical tyag of karma outside, which the tamasic and rajasic people do. The sattvic also does the tyag, but his tyag is inside the mind. But the actions he is doing, his niyat karma, his nitya karma and naimittik karma, he is doing. How? Sangam tyaktva, phalam tyaktva. This way he is doing. So that person's tyag is called sattvic tyag. So sattvic tyag is inside, not outside. What you have to renounce? You have to renounce attachment to the action and attachment to the fruit of action. Physically, we have to do it. Suppose you do it, then what happens? You slowly progress. You spiritually evolve. What will happen then? Na dvesti akusalam karma kusale nanu sajjate tyagi sattva samavishta medhavi chinna sansaya. Na dvesti akusalam karma. Na dvesti akusalam karma. What is this akusalam karma? Shankaracharya says asobhan kamya karma. Desire prompted actions are asobhan. Asobhan karma. They are not good. Why they are not good? Because they are the cause for your rebirth. They are the cause for your next birth. Kamya karma is the cause for bondage. So he knows that. Na dveshti akusalam karma. He himself doesn't do that kamya karma. Desire prompted. But if others do it, he doesn't hate them. Why are you doing kamya karma, desire prompted? He never hate them. He never hate the person nor his action. And himself also not doing kamya karma. Kamya karma, desire prompted. Kusale nanu sajjate. Kusale sobhane nitya karmani. Nitya karma. Nanu sajjate. He is not attached to the sobhan karma, the niyat karma also. Why? Because his mind is already purified. Once the mind is purified, then you leave it. You don't continuously purify again and again. Suppose your clothes are dirty. You put the detergent, clean it. Do you go on continuously cleaning it for 24 hours? No. Once it is clean, khatam, chodo. Aage badho. Then, here also, he has purified himself. All the karma, niyat karma are the purification of mind if done in a particular way. Once they have served the purpose, then after that you need not continue to do that. Then you have to further go ahead. You have to go to the second stage. तो इट इज लॉर्ड सेज आई विल कॉल हिम त्यागी. सच पर्सन इज कॉल्ड त्यागी बाई द लॉर्ड. हु इज दैट पर्सन? न दृष्टि अकुशलम कर्म. ही इज नॉट डूइंग दिस. डिजायर प्रॉम्प्टेड एक्शन. एंड एट द सेम टाइम ही इज नॉट अटैच्ड टू द नियत कर्म ऑल्सो. It should continue to do like this again and again and again. I realize master need not do the niyat karma. Not required. There is no vidhi nishet for a realized master. He need not do the puja and the japa and the yajna and dana and tapa. Not required. Yajna, dana, tapa are required for us to purify our mind so that this instrument, this mind becomes fit for the knowledge. Unless the equipment is fit for the knowledge, knowledge will never happen. Tyagi satya samavishta, such type of person, satya samavishta, he in the state of satya gun, satya gun pradhan. Satya gun pradhan means, Lord has advised Arjuna also, nitya satvastha bhava Arjuna, O Arjuna, always try to stay in the satya guna. And in the society you will find that many people are tamasic. In our family also you will find many people. They don't want to do any work. Tamasic. Some are very active. Some are super active. Bahut jyada active hai. Rajasic. So what is the sadhana for tamasic? From tamas you come to rajogun. If you tell them you have to do niskam karma, you will not get any fruit of action, they will not work. So first you have to tell him, okay, you have to do sakam karma. You do this thing, you will get this thing. He will agree to do it. Karenge. Then he continues for a long period of time. We all are in that state, you know, sakam karma. We are all in that state, sakam karma. Working for 30 days, paycheck is coming. January over, February over, March over, and it's continuously 50 years, 55 years, 60 years over. Then one day we realize, what happened? Whole life is gone. I have worked, 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 worked. And how much is the bank balance? Only this much. And again, we calculate, recalculate, evaluate, reevaluate. No, not that much sufficient for our old age. We need more, more. Rajasik. Then you come to Chinma Mission. What happened? I worked so hard, 16 hours a day. I made lot of calculation. Honestly, I worked. Accumulated this much, still I am not happy. I am still sorrowful. Then the Swamiji and Acharya will say, did you do desire prompted action or niskam karma? No, we did desire prompted action. Then he will say, no, you have to do now niskam karma. Niskam karma you have to do. So, when you do the niskam karma, then your mind is getting slowly purified, slowly. And from niskam karma, you have to come to the sattva. When you come to the sattva guna, then sattva guna will help you to go out of tamas, rajas and sattva guna. Because all sattva, rajas and tamas are in the maya. So, we have to go beyond maya. So, the escape route is Satgun, you have come up to the Satgun. Up to that is our duty. And once you reach up to that Satgun, then after that the Lord will take care. Satya samavishta medhavi. Such person is medhavi. Shankaracharya says, medhaya atmagyan lakshana pragya sanyukta. He is associated or he has gained the atmagyan, the knowledge of self. Medaya, chinna sansay. Now there is no doubt. Otherwise, throughout the life you have got doubt. Pata nahi Ishwar hai ki nahi hai? Is the Lord there or not? Is he really giving karma phal, fruit of action? Or Always there is a doubt about Jeev, Ishwar, Jagat. Always we have got some doubt, Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar. Medhami, Chinna Sansaha. Nahi Devrita Sakyam Taktum Karmani Asesata. Yes to Karmaphala Tyagi, Satyagi, Devadhiyate. Nah Devrita, one who is identified with the body, one who thinks I am the doer. For such person, 100% karmani asesata taktum, that means ego, dissolving of ego in first step is not possible. We have seen earlier that the tyag is the means and the sannyas is the goal. Sannyas is the goal means you have to reach the state of akarta. Who is akarta? Brahman or Atman is akarta. So once you become Brahman and or Atman, means the same thing, then you can call yourself Akarta. Akarta means, I am not the doer. But till that time you don't reach that state, you are Karta. All Jiva are Karta. So the starting point is Karma Phala Tyaga, and the end is reach that akarta state, that I am not doer. That is renunciation of ego. Nahi devrita sakyam taktum karmani asesata. Devrit, those who are identified with the body, for them it is very difficult to renounce the actions. Yastu karma phala tyagi sa tyagi abhidhiyate. Lord says, okay, I will call you tyagi if you are ready to renounce fruit of action. If you renounce fruit of action, you are tyagi. So how many types of fruit of actions are there?
Anishtam ishtam mishram cha. Anishtam ishtam mishram cha. Trividham karmana phalam. Trividham karmana phalam. Bhavatya tyaginam pretya. Bhavatya tyaginam pretya. Natu sanyasinam kvachita. Natu sanyasinam kvachita. Anishtam ishtam mishram cha. Trividham karmana phalam. Bhavatya tyaginam pretya. Natu sanyasinam kvachita.
Lord said there are three types of fruit of action. Anishtam, ishtam, and mishram. Three types. So what is ishtam? Ishtam, that which I desire. Anishtam, which I don't like, which I don't desire. Suppose you are working and you plan, okay, I will get this much of fruit, say 100. If you get 90%, you say no, ishtam. But if you get 10%, anishtam, I didn't like that fruit of action. Or if you get 40-50%, mishram. Ishtam means what I desire. Anishtam means what I don't desire. Mishram means mixture of both. So Shankaracharya ji says, what is anishtam? He says, narak tiryagadi lachanam. Narak. Anishtam means this will take you to narak. Tiryag means animals. In your next birth you will become animal. Adi lachanam. He is not telling there are many other things. You can become a tree also. Worse than animal also. Animal can walk, tree can't walk. Or stone. So that all depends on your karma. Indirectly he is saying that. What is ishtam? If you do the good karma, you will get devadi lachanam, devta, devlok you will go. And watch it, mishram, ishta anishta sanyuktam manushya lachanam. When it is mixed, then you get the manushya yoni. Manushya yoni, human form. So, that means if we have got the human form, That means we all have got ishta, anishta, mishta. Therefore, we all have experienced or are experiencing both joy and sorrow. If somebody says, no, I am happy, don't believe him. It can never happen. Because manushya lok, Shankaracharya says, ishta, anishta, papa, punya. Pap will come as sorrow, punya will come as sukh. If we are experiencing sukh, that means we have done something good in the past. And if we have done something wrong in the past, what will come? Anishta, sorrow will come. But one thing peculiar is there. Punyasya phalam icchanti, punyam nechanti manava. Everybody wants punya, everybody wants sukha, everybody wants sukha. But punyam nechanti manava, but they don't want to do punya. Look, everybody wants sukha. Is there anybody here who doesn't want sukha? Everybody wants sukha. But if you tell him, you have to do meritorious action. वो नहीं करेंगे नहीं इच्छन्ति मानवा ना पाप फलम इच्छन्ति पापम कुर्वन्ति यत्नतः ना पाप फलम इच्छन्ति नोबडी वांस पाप नोबडी वांस दुख नोबडी वांस बट पापम कुर्वन्ति यत्नतः दे फुल फुट एफर्ट टू डू द पाप कर्म दे प्लान हाउ टू डू दिस एक्शन पाप कर्म. This is our state. And in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, we have already seen urdham gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaghanya gunavartistha adho gacchanti tamasa. Depending on your mood of mind at the time of death, if at the time of death your mind is in sattva guna, urdham gacchanti you go to devloka. Same thing said by Shankaracharya. And if you are rajasik, badhyasthanti, you are in the manushya loka. And if you are tamasik, adhogachanti, you go to the lower loka. So ishtfal, what will give you the ishtfal? Ishtfal will be given by the dharmic karma, righteous action. And anishtfal, adharmic, nisiddha karma will give you. And the misrafal, dharmic and adharmic. Mixed. How this happened, we'll come to that point later on. What is phalam? Shankaracharya is defining that phalam. What is phala? There are two letters in phala, pha and la. Shankaracharya is going to define this pha and la. He says, on account of being accomplished through the operation of diverse external accessories, for doing any action, we need many things. We need body, we need organs of perception, action, we need the doer, karta. And there is a cheshta, the kriya also, you have to act. And the grace of Lord. These are the things required. And a result, and a result of ignorance compared to the charm caused by mayavi. And you get, when you act, you get a fruit also. Shankaracharya says that is ignorance. And that fruit is like, how? Is a charm cast by Maya being, a magician. You are charmed, you are doing continuously doing the same thing. Har mahine paise aa rahe hain. Continuously doing. We are not thinking how to do it. The same thing can liberate us. Same action, same job in the office can liberate us. Just if we change our attitude behind it. A source of great delusion and appearing as though close to the indwelling self. It is phalgu, unsubstantial. Forward comes in the phalgu. Phalgu means unsubstantial. And as a consequence, it disappears, lay. Phalgu and lay. Phalgu means phal. Phal, how is the phal? Phal is unsubstantial and la means lay, it will dissolve. All fruit of actions are unsubstantial and they all one day will end, dissolve. So here the phal is not an apple or banana. It said it is a product of many factors. If we analyze the definition, you will find these six factors in that. One is that it is product of many factors, many karak, many things are required. Lord is going to tell what are the things required to do one action. Then it is born out of ignorance. Why we are acting? Because of ignorance, because of our vasana, we are acting in this world. Indrajal mayopam, it is a magician's illusion. It is Mahamoha. Shankaracharya says this is Mahamoha, delusion. It's very difficult to come out of this. Mahamoha. Pratyak upsarpi, it appears it is very close to the self, to the Atman. Falgu, falgu means sar rahit, stays for some time and then disappears. All our karma fall stays for some time, then after that they disappear. Bhavati atyaginam, one who does not give up the desire, that means who is ignorant, not established in the truth. Ignorance means who is jnani? Jnani means who knows his own true nature. Who is a jnani? Who doesn't know his true nature. Pretya. Pretya means when he leaves this world. After dropping this body, when he goes, then what will happen? Some of the karma fall he has to get in his next life, future life. It's not that all karma fall you get in this life. Many karma fall you will get in the succeeding life. Natu sannyasi naam kvachit, but it never comes to a sannyasi. Akarta. Akarta is never touched by any karma fall. What is the science behind it? We have seen many times. I am not going to revise it again. So Bali is changing Sugriv. Bali is karma fall. Sugriv is jiva. But when Sugriv meets Lord, then Bali is killed. All karma fall ends. Therefore in Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarva karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. The moment the jnana happens, the knowledge happens, sarva karam param, whatever you have done in the past, all burnt down, khatam. I have done Brahman hatya, Bhrun hatya, all. You don't have to suffer once you realize him. Now we can divide this karma fall into two type of person. One is yogi, another is a yogi. We all are a yogi. We all are a yogi. We are not trying to unite with the Lord. We are doing the karma, but that karma is not going to help us to unite with the Lord. But the yogi, whatever he does, is for the uniting with the Lord. So for the a yogi, all our actions are desire prompted. We are doing action. Sometimes we do shastra vihit according to the shastra. Suppose I want to go to the swarga. I do jyotishtam home. Whatever the scripture says, the vidhi says, I perform it and I get the result. Or I can do the ishta and purta. Ishta means whatever I desire, like jyotishtam home, swarga. Purta means for the social work. Ek school khol diya, one temple bana diya, or some well, or something, social project I have done. This is called the purta. This all will give you punya. And with that punya, where will you go? Devaloka. Is it clear? Now if you do the nisiddha karma, the things which are prohibited, you should not do. You do the nisiddha karma. Where will you go? Lower loka. And what is misrit karma? Misrit karma, ishta and anishta. Both pap and punya together. One action, pap and punya, both together. How to explain that? How to explain that? You see, you want to decorate your house. And you brought a pot with a living plant, flower. You want to decorate your drawing room. Very good. attitude behind action is good. You want to decorate it. But when you brought it, it was clay pot. You said, no, no, it's not going with the decor of the house, my house paint. You painted enamel paint on that clay pot. Thereby, you closed all the pores in the clay pot. Intention is good, action is bad, you get misrapala. Intention is good, action is bad. Action is good, intention is bad. You are giving dan to an institution, good action, but the attitude behind that I should get out of institution something. Misra. So this Misra will take us to Manushya Loka. What about the yogi? Like a punya karma, fruit of action, there can be two results. A yogi will go toward the Swarga, Devloka. But the yogi, he is not desiring the fruit of action. He is not interested in Swarga. Why he is not interested in Swarga? Because he knows chine punne marta loke visanti. Again I have to come back. Kitni bar jayenge? In the lift going to the eighth floor or coming down? Again going to eighth floor, coming down? Kya? You will be tired one day. The yogi utilizes all punya karma for the purification of mind. So in the when you do any punya karma, you have got two options. Option number one, if you want to go to Devloka, you can go there. Option number two, you want to purify your mind, apply that there. The yogi applies for the purification of mind, and a yogi, he goes to the Devloka. It's clear? Okay.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.